I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Concerns over church growth prompted a crackdown by Iran's Revolutionary Guard earlier this month. Open Doors, Carl Muller says.
Our work in the Persian-speaking world is very involved in supporting churches. The reality is that this church in Tehran, an Assembly of God church, was closed. It's one of the few legally Farsi-speaking churches in all of Iran.
It's an extreme reaction to the spread of the gospel in Iran.
In much of the country, Christians are being labeled by the government as agents of foreign governments and so forth, and simply as spies to the regime.
Can you pray? Next, the son of noted missionary Nate Saint is expected to undergo surgery this week following a serious accident. 61-year-old Steve Saint, who founded iTech, was conducting a test on a new product when it became unmounted and hit him in the head. While Steve is alert, he's had very limited movement in his arms and legs. Now, surgery will alleviate the swelling around his spine. iTech develops tools, technology, and training systems for indigenous Christians to reach their own people with the gospel. And this summer, the EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response is working on some urgent needs in the States. But what crises have happened recently? Well, Touch Global Director Mark Lewis says 20,000 properties are still in ruins after 2005's Hurricane Katrina.
For each one of those homeowners that is still displaced and still trying to get back into their home, it's just an ongoing impact that has just been totally forgot.
Do you have free time this summer and maybe some friends or family who want a road trip? Well, you can help build homes or relationships as you reach out in Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards to help you pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.